Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb St. Patrick's Day edition. I have no idea if that means anything, but nevertheless, let's get the good of the day.
Nah, it doesn't really mean anything.
All right.
There's another good, bad, and dumb, except we painted this one green.
All right.
How about that, right?
That sounds good.
All right. The good of the day, Tiger Woods released a statement today saying that he is home now, resting and rehabbing comfortably.
I saw that. I'm not a medical doctor by any means, otherwise I'd be doing that, but it seems to be a little early. I thought his whole leg was destroyed. I thought it would take forever to be in the hospital.
Well, Tiger's not human. He's superhuman. You forgot about that.
I guess.
No, but it's good to hear. I mean,
yeah, it is good to hear.
When we see that car crash, I mean, he's actually home. And, you know, now he's, I guess, beginning that long journey of rehabbing.
Yeah. I wonder how long that's going to take.
Yeah. Considering that we know how long it took for the last time for him to rehab from all the various injuries. I mean, you know, wouldn't a crash like that, like, re-aggravate all that?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm keep wondering, when you have that kind of injury, then you have the back surgeries. It just seems like there's just so much, right? It just seems like it's just a lot to overcome.
Yeah.
So good for him, though, for being home. And
I know.
Good.
Keep our fingers crossed that actually does it. That actually does work out for him.
That's right. So. All right. Well, then we go to the bad?
The bad of the day, because, you know, this one's kind of fun.
Okay.
A Toronto-based company called Good Fortune Burger.
Nice. I like the name.
Has changed the name of their food items on their menu to office supplies.
Okay.
So people are now thinking they can expense their lunches.
Oh, that's not bad. That's got to be a level of illegal, right?
Yeah.
That's
well,
sort of fraudulent.
The burger chain said they're just doing it as a promotion to have a little fun. So if you're in the Toronto area and you decide to go to Good Fortune Burger and you wanted to order their Fortune Burger, it's now called a basic steel stapler.
Oh, okay. Very cool. But
and
I mean,
by the way, some of the menu items on here, Tony, we need a road trip.
Okay. Here's what I want to know, though. How much is a basic steel stapler?
Oh,
is
I have
no
idea.
Is it the same price as a
regular stapler?
Or is it if I turned in this receipt, would the HR department go $13 for a stapler? Is that what would happen?
I don't know how much that one is, but I can tell you that the mini.
We're not the Pentagon, for crying out loud.
I can tell you that the mini dry erase whiteboard, which is the Diamond Chicken Burglar,
right?
Is $11.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
The silicone keyboard cover is $10.
Okay, so that sounds like they're kind of matching the price with the price. So it's
it looks like, the basic steel burger is about $10. And this is in Canadian dollars, by the way.
So they're not saying it's a number two pencil.
Right.
You know.
Wired earphone with mic, which is a veggie burger. We can just skip over that.
They're having fun with this, but wouldn't you be worried about? I mean,
well, that's what kind of the bad is. I mean, on the one end, you know, an article like this kind of outs it,
right.
So now no one gets to play and like, hey, look, I get to express my lunch because I ordered a steel stapler and with the CPU wireless mouse.
Nice, very good.
Which is Parm fries.
What if they want to see such items?
I know.
You go back to the office and they go, yeah, you mind if I could see that silicon keyboard cover that you bought?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of it might be a little hard to do because it might be tough to pass off if you don't have the ergonomic aluminum laptop stand.
Right, exactly.
Which is the double your fortune burger.
Good for them. That's all. Good for them.
Yeah. But the CEO of the company or whoever, director of operations, doesn't actually expect people to attempt this,
write
it off.
Oh, so it's mostly like a
they're just
fun
having
thing.
A little fun. He literally says, like, I, you know, just wanted to bring everyone a little bit of a giggle.
Don't you dare turn this receipt in.
Yeah,
it's
please don't.
It's just for fun.
Yeah.
You know.
It is. I mean, he literally said that. There's no malice intended in it. It's all just fun and games.
What was it? Do they still do that thing in offices where, like, if you're watching the NCAA tournament, there's a button you can press where it shows, like,
the
like
boss button.
Yeah, the boss button.
The greatest invention of known human existence.
Right. So, you know, they still have that?
I think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I haven't never used that. But it's like they're probably like, we don't suggest you get away with this, you know, and blame us when you get screamed at,
right?
For not doing your job. So, you know, there you go. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is an old photo of James Brown,
right?
That people are convinced Cam Newton is a time traveler.
Because James Brown and Cam Newton looked alike?
No, there is this picture. I'm sending it to your email right now. There is this photo of James Brown. You can see him in the foreground. The man standing right behind him to the left. Dead ringer for Cam Newton.
Okay.
I mean, it's uncanny how much this guy looks like Cam Newton. And so you have to wonder, is Cam Newton a time traveler now? And so there's a large contingency of people who are thinking, yes, this is Cam Newton, the time traveler, which would, and people explaining it this way, saying, this would explain the outfits that he chooses if he is a time traveler.
I do. I see the resemblance. I do absolutely see the resemblance. That's right. Time traveler. If a guy, what would it take if a time traveler showed up and said, I'm seriously from the future. What would it take for you to believe that?
Oh, man.
Like, if you met a guy and he's like, I'm not joking. I'm seriously here from the future.
You know what it would take? All right, show me the time travel machine and, you know, take me someplace real quick.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know,
I would have to go that far. I would have to take a leap of faith and say, yeah, take me to this year and not hope I'm getting into this box that's just going to explode and blow me to million pieces.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's nearly impossible to think that, right?
Well, yeah, because time travel is impossible.
Well, we don't know it's impossible.
Okay, here's why it's impossible. Unless they can figure this out, okay? Here's why it's impossible. It's not because the Earth is and the galaxy is always moving. So if you go back to that particular precise location, you'd be in deep space.
Okay.
So the galaxy is always moving. So it's the galaxy, the Milky Way isn't in a stable place. It's moving as well. So the entire galaxy is moving through the universe. So if you say, well, I'm going to go back 60 years to this exact location, like Marty McFly, to this exact location 60 years ago, you'd be in space because that location it's been moved. The galaxy has moved since then.
Ooh, look at that's like next level thinking. That's
right.
A,
so you'd be like in the vacuum in space.
That's Neil deGrasse Tyson thinking right there.
Yeah, which is where I may have heard that.
Okay,
I definitely didn't come up with that.
No. You came up with that on your own. I know you did
because I've been waiting for the one person to come and go, hey, time travel. So I worked. I'll tell you a quick story. I worked with a guy in Las Vegas, okay? And he was a local Art Bell type broadcaster. Okay, so Art Bell had the national aliens type show, right? From the, you know, conspiracy theories, black helicopters kind of thing. This guy I worked with in Vegas, he had a local version of that. It was super popular. The show was super popular. And I remember he got into the time travel thing. He was talking about time travel. And apparently there was a guy on some early message boards that claimed to be a time traveler. And he convinced a lot of people because he didn't make any outlandish predictions. He just said, look, I'm a guy. I had to come. I'm coming back here. I need to get a certain part that we don't make that is not made anymore. And people were buying it. And so I was like young and I was like asking him about it. And I said, do you really buy into this? And he goes, uh-huh, I do. And I go, come on. Like, it's like you're doing a show and it's entertaining. You don't really buy that. You know, no, I think it's real. Sometimes he would tell me, like, when he was on the patio, he'd say, like, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. That's not, that conspiracy's garbage. But this one, he really believed this guy on a message board was a time traveler, sent just to come back to find some missing pieces to some machine they needed in 2075 or wherever it was.
I gotta say, though, that is...
Then the guy disappeared. The guy was on the board and then left, and they couldn't find him. He never came back again.
Yeah, because he time traveled.
Because he time traveled back to the future.
Yeah, but, I mean, in a way, I feel like you kind of bursted my time travel bubble by bringing up some something that made really a lot of sense.
And because of the galaxy?
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed.
I'm sorry I did that. You know, I'm sorry I did that. I'm sorry I did that to you all out there.
It's still early in the day, and my day's ruined.
Yeah, sorry about that. But I think it was Neil deGrasse Tyson that told me that said that.
No, it sounds like something like he would say, because he likes to ruin people's days all the time.
Really? That does make total sense.
Yeah.
Can they figure it out? If they can figure out to go back in time, can they figure out to land on the new Earth location, wherever that may be in the galaxy?
I'm just waiting for me to be able to jump into a phone booth and take off.
Yeah, because
that's what I think the best way to time travel would be, is the yellow book pages of phone numbers that take me to different places on throughout history.
A silly thing to ask in a thing. Why not? Why not? I'll ask this anyway. You have a machine. Guy says you go in this time travel machine once. You can go back anytime you want or forward anytime you want. Which one do you choose?
Ooh. I think I'd want to go forward.
Would you want to get out to a plague-ridden Earth that may be decimated by an asteroid and you, like, can't breathe? Or do you want to go back to, like, the 1910s where...
Where we have a pandemic waiting for us in 1910? No, I don't want to go to 1910.
Yeah, or whatever. Or maybe, like, back, you know, to the Middle Ages, where they didn't really cook meat all the way through.
Yeah, there are certain places like that. I think I'd want to go to the future to see, okay, where does all this end up?
That might be true. There you go.
And then, you know, if I'm able to come back, I would grab Gray Sports Almanac.
Sure you would.
And that's just right. Come back.
Of course you would.
Keep it to myself. I wouldn't tell the guy who is taking me on this tour, because he would tell me that's a wrong thing to do. I would just keep it to myself and say, you know, I'm just going to put a little side bets every once in a while until greed gets over me.
Right. Exactly. You don't want to be like Biff.
No.
You want to do it secretly.
And subtly. I mean, exactly. you don't need people, like, you know, hounding you and breathing down your neck. And I don't need to be in a position where I need to buy the police just to keep them off my back.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. That is the good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, we will talk not only Indiana Hoosiers basketball now that they're looking for a head coach, but the state of Indiana and how they're going to pull off this tournament starting on Thursday with the first four games. It's coming up as we continue with Wake Up Call.